Making a difference in our community, this is Laura Kennedy. Laura, thanks for being a community builder. Laura, I know you have an extremely unique story because I've gotten the chance to know you a little bit personally, but maybe you can just walk me through how you ended up in your current role with the Your Family Health Team Foundation.
Oh, well, that's a really great question, Jordan. I didn't expect to get asked that. So I guess what I could tell you is, I've always had a background in events and marketing and public relations. I worked for a large integrated PR agency in Toronto for a number of years after I finished university and did my postgrad in PR at Ryerson. I lived in Ireland for 10 years where I ran my own PR agency there, and I worked with a lot of different industries, different types of events. And when we came back to Canada in 2008, I started working with the Peterborough Family Health Team, and I handled all of their communications, their marketing, a lot of their events and internal communications. And then I ended up at the Boots and Hearts Music Festival with a great team of people over there just after it had started, because I had a strong background in the music industry as part of my days in Ireland. And, I just got to a point where I really, my kids were getting older, really wanted to be home and be present a little bit more. And one of the things that I'd always really enjoyed since the beginning of my career was doing a lot of pro bono work for some great charities. So I'd had the privilege of working with Toronto Taste. I'd worked with an organization in Ireland called Hope that actually helped support street children of India. And I spearheaded the nonprofit pieces that we did at part of Republic Live and Boots and Hearts with Music Counts and World Vision. So I'd had a real privilege of working with nonprofits. And when I was looking to travel a little bit less, be home more with my kids, it just was a great fit. I already was very familiar with the Peterborough Family Health Team and their foundation, GPHSF. And I'd done some work with them in the past as well with Docs on Ice. And I was really fortunate to take on the position of executive director there. So we've been really spearheading a lot of brand awareness, a lot of event development, partnerships in the community. And as you guys know, we have some amazing partners like the team at Hope that run the Gaskell Cup every year, the Peterborough Butterfly Run. And we've got a great partnership with Tebe at our annual golf event. So it's been a real privilege for me to be able to do this work.
So a big chunk of how you wanted to end up in the particular role that you're in, you seem to have always been somebody who enjoyed the idea of giving back to the community. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really important piece for me. I know I've always felt like I've led a really privileged life, and I grew up in a great home. I have two great children myself that are pretty privileged, and not all of us have had that experience. And so if there's a way that you can give back locally, nationally or internationally, I'm a really big believer in that.
We don't have time to do it now, Graham, but she mentioned living over in Ireland, being involved in the music industry. I feel like there's a one-hour sit-down with Laura Kennedy coming up in the near future. You've got a very interesting story. That's amazing.
Well, Jordan, you asked a really big question, so that's the abridged answer.
Always a pleasure, Laura. Thank you for the time.
Oh, thank you, guys. And Jordan, thanks for such a great opener. Appreciate it.
You can listen to all of our Community Builders interviews right here on ptbotoday.ca.